here? Oh, boy, during that little conversation. All right, it is the halfway point of the Denny Shaver Show, 810. We're live and local here in Toledo, Ohio, helping Toledoans and people in the surrounding communities. Dr. D's here, but first, the show's brought to you by Eva's. Get $50 off of free alterations on any dress purchase from Eva's Bridal Boutique and Alterations. Forecast today, sunny and nice. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, high of 85. It's got to be warmer than 57. I haven't checked in a while. Let's say 60, because I haven't checked in a while. All right, to play along on the show with Dr. D, you can now text us your issue at 419-240-1055. We like it better, you know, when you call and you participate in the show because, you know, it's just a lot of fun. On Tuesdays, she pops in, free advice, or you can call up and let us know what happened if you took her advice. It's Dr. Deidre Hickey. She owns Serenity Health and Wellness in Maumee and Perrysburg.
Serenity now! Serenity now!
Hello, Dr. D. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
How are things going in your world?
They're going great. Working hard, playing hard, enjoying summer.
Good summer, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so far, so good.
It is.
Yeah, I love hearing that back to school sales are going to be starting soon.
Isn't that
I just love the words back to school. It's a lot of fun. All right, so were you listening on your way in? Did you hear the story about this 18-year-old girl who was on social media driving drunk with her little sister and a friend of her little sister? She rolled the car. None of them were in seatbelts. And her 14-year-old sister got thrown out of the car, and she died, and she kept rolling.
Unbelievable.
I mean, as somebody who deals with this, you know, where is this headed? Where are we headed as a society? When it comes to social media and what people are willing to do. I mean, what's the motivation?
Right.
She wants to be famous. She thinks this is going to get her famous. So that's why she was doing it. Because that's what the motivation is for all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And just feeling so disconnected and calloused. It's just very unfortunate. That's why we have these larger tragedies as well. People coming in and doing school shootings and theater shootings and things like that. They're just so disconnected, unfortunately, from human life, and everything is taken so simplistically. But to brag about it, or, you know, we see these things being posted on Facebook, beating up an elderly person and all of these things, that's just disgusting. And, you know, I have to be honest, I don't have an answer for it. People blame the media, people blame the exposure to video games and movies and things like that.
No.
But all of this stuff has been around for so long. I think it is just people becoming more and more calloused and disconnected, and I'm not sure the answer.
And I think it's caused by so much social media. People are just losing the ability to feel.
And to empathize. Mm-hmm. You know, their hearts are just hardened.
Yeah. My husband and I were just talking about this yesterday, about how people are just so much more, they're just free. You know, they have so many fake friends on social media, and they post their whole life. Nothing is sacred anymore. Nothing is personal. And so with that said, what happens is everything gets depersonalized, including feelings and efforts and just all of these things that shouldn't be displayed. And unfortunately, it's not getting any better. It's getting worse. So maybe just people like you all speaking out about it, and parents jumping on the bandwagon and limiting that time with social media will help, you know, people just see it as a more serious thing and get better and more personal.
Yeah, we limit our kids with the social media in the summer to 90 minutes a day, 30-minute chunks.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the bad parents because none of the kids' parents do that.
Wow.
But whatever, I don't care.
Right, right.
All right, let's talk about something.
Yeah, I did get an email. It's so
a
quick.
A little more lighter.
Yeah, I don't have to read it because it was very quick.
Okay.
And it was somebody, so anybody listening, if you have any advice for this gal, she asked what our advice is as it relates to what's appropriate and not appropriate for a first date with someone that they have never met. And she specifically asked about going to a wedding, if that is weird.
Ooh,
to go to a wedding with somebody as a first date. They kept trying to meet. It wasn't working out. He's like, you know what? I have to go to my buddy's wedding. Would you want to come as my date? And so that was the inquiry, if we think that's weird. And if so, or either way, what are our suggestions for first dates that would be fun but, you know, safe?
Ooh, wedding's tough.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's his buddy, so it's his responsibility to bring the car to the gift or whatever. So she's off the hook for that. Don't have to worry about who's paying because it's a wedding. unless it's a cash bar. And but the only thing is about wedding being the first date, a lot of times weddings can get out of hand. People do a little too much drinking, especially if they have open bar. And that would be the only downside of that, but I don't think that would be bad.
Yeah, I like weddings as long as it's not one of the people in the date's family wedding.
Right. As long as it's a friend.
That's because, as long as it's a separate
you don't
degree
want,
of separation there.
You don't want like your mom and dad there and your brothers and sisters and all that. And so the first date is you're meeting all of
you don't want any of that. But like if it's a friend's wedding, absolutely.
Yeah. To me, that's a good place because you got food, you got built-in entertainment, and you don't have to worry about who's paying. And as long as people behave, it could be a pretty good evening.
Yeah, you kind of can look at your best without looking like you're trying too hard. You are supposed to
dress
spruce
up
it up a little bit for a
wedding.
And the
focus is going to be on the bride and the groom and not you and what you're wearing and all of that other stuff. And as long as his family or her family's not there, I don't see any downside to that.
Yeah, that's a good addition. I agreed with everything and I kind of said the same thing. I didn't see a problem with it. But that is a good point, unless it's their family.
Yeah, because you don't want to meet their family on the first date. Yeah,
that's a little much.
Yeah.
No, there's too much pressure. You don't want any of that. And he shouldn't want that either. And if he does, he's got mommy issues.
Yeah.
It's our first day.
Brian.
I want you to meet my mom. Just like that Brian. Oh, my gosh, what a psycho his mom is. All right, Dr. D is here. If you have something you are working through, 419-240-1055. In summertime, especially when the kids are home, it seems like some issues get ramped up. So she's here to give you free advice. You can text us at 419-240-1055, or you can call the show and be on the air live. We like that better, but, you know, we'll take what we can get. 419-240-1055. All right, do you have something else
you want to say? Well, I'm just curious, just to add on to that a little bit. So, ideally, if you were all single and going on a first date, the second part of this question was, ideally, because she's in this new dating world now, what's ideal for you for a first date with someone that you have only emailed with a couple times?
Go-karts!
Miniature golf. Oh, all the standbys. Movie? No, you don't want to go to a movie because you can't talk. Yeah.
Metro Park. Yeah, kayaking at the Metro Park.
Downtown in that lovely brown water.
Oh, you can go out to Waterville.
What's that underground parking hotel in Perrysburg?
Bellemere.
Bellemere. I tell you, go to the Bellemere. That's our first date.
Yeah.
No,
cool.
I'm kidding. I hope they use lots of chemicals in those pools. Yeah, stuff like that. Coffee. I mean, this day and age, man, you just don't want to invest too much into, you know, right out of the box. And if you are, you're overcompensating.
Yeah.
And I think all of those are pretty good ideas.
I think those are good ideas. And my advice to you would be to find out what you both mutually like. And if it's too difficult, so if you absolutely love kayaking or miniature golf, but he hates it, you don't want to talk each other into something. And if you can't come up with anything that you both mutually like to do, then it's probably not going to work out anyway.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to the phones. We've got some people standing by. Go ahead, Kevin. You're on with Dr. D on Q105.
Okay, I've got a question about how to handle an etiquette thing. So we've had a few summer outings, and on at least two of the last two occasions, we've had people walk in and say, all right, I need to take a to-go box to my husband, or I need to take a box to my son. And in one case, we didn't have a lot of extra food, and I was like, well, no, you know, I don't want them to do that. But I didn't really know how to handle the situation. And
in the other case, it just kind of
bugged me.
Hold on, Kevin. So people came to your house and demanded your food to go?
Well, right, for a family member that didn't come. And in one case, the husband was free and able to come. He just doesn't like to do social things. And so it kind of bugged me, like, you know, you're going to take my food, but you're not going to make the effort to come. And I just wanted to say no, but didn't really know how to do that, I guess.
Or, wow, I have never heard of
that. We have
that
a little bit.
Seriously?
Like, where's the line? Yeah, you don't want to come, but you want food from the party. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but you don't ask for it. You let the host or hostess say, "Oh, so and so couldn't come. Take this. Here's some cookies or whatever."
Right. But they you do.
It's like, well, tell them Cherry Street Mission's open at 7 a.m.
Well, that's easier said than done, though.
I could handle that all day.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, that would not bother me at all. Ooh, hey, I don't know. We might have a late Russian crowd here later, so we may need to come back later or tell so-and-so to get their fanny over here. I don't know. What do you say to Kevin, Dr. D? That's bizarre.
I think it also, I think that's a very interesting question. I think it also depends on who it is. Why are they that comfortable? Are you talking about family members or friends?
No, they weren't really that close to us. I mean, we know them well, but not, they're just friends.
Okay. I'm a bad one with this because I would probably just give it to them and then talk about them behind their back later.
Of course. That's the American way.
So
human nature.
Yeah. I mean, so it's easier said than done to be like, yeah, no. But of course, if it's early in the evening, say, you know what, this is kind of open house style. I'm not sure who all's coming. It was really casual. I'd hate to run out of food for people that actually showed up. That's really the only, you know, thing that's going to make you comfortable being able to say it. If it's the end of the evening and everybody's bailing and say, hey, it looks like you have leftovers. Can I take some for my so-and-so? Then I'd probably just say,
I like leftovers, you know? Why don't I get those leftovers?
I get right, that's I'm true. With you, Kevin.
And that's when you say, Kevin, yeah. Oh, I'd like to, but oh, tomorrow's leftover night, so we need this for tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, if you're comfortable enough calling, you're comfortable enough asking about it, then obviously you're passionate about it that you want to say no. So we are, if you're calling to just get our advice on whether or not we support you, we do. We think that's not good etiquette. So you're not being selfish by being annoyed by that. It's just whether or not you're comfortable saying no. If you are, go for it.
We give you permission.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just say, Denny says no.
Exactly, Kevin. Or you say, oh, you know what? We made a deal with the folks over at Cherry Street Mission, and they're coming by tomorrow to get all the leftovers for people that are homeless.
Whoa. That's right. Little white lies.
Big fat
never
lie.
Hurt. That's right.
There you go, Kev. Good luck to you, buddy.
Good luck.
See you. Bye-bye. All right, Lindsay, and then we have to break at 8:21. Lindsay, you're on Q105 with Dr. D. What you got?
Oh, hi. My mom, eats my boyfriend.
Your mom what?
Hates.
She hates my boyfriend. Like,
how's she feel about your voice?
Denny.
Sorry, was that out loud? Go ahead.
Spencer.
Okay.
It's her boyfriend.
Sorry. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Okay. I mean, it's like super obvious and stuff. And I mean, one of the main reasons is because he's black. And like, we're white. So like, she thinks it's a huge problem. And I guess she's like super racist. And now get this, like, he recently got a typed letter in the mail accusing me of cheating on him, and I swear to God my mom did it, because, like, I read it, and it sounded a lot like her and, like, how she would say stuff, and she probably wants to break us up. So, like, what do I do about the race thing, and, like, do I bring up the letter and stuff like that? Like, what do I do?
How old are you now, Lindsay?
I just turned 18.
Wow.
This and is a we lot
had,
going on.
Yeah. We had a call last week a little bit on, remember the gal whose mom, she was getting married and her mom did not like the gal getting married's daughter. They didn't get along because she was dating a black guy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So, you know, it's definitely a present time issue.
And you still live at home, Lindsay?
Right. Yeah. Mm.
How long have you guys been together?
We've been together for like 5 months. It'll be like 5 months and a couple of days.
Hmm. Okay, so you're basically calling asking how you handle your mother, how you handle the letter. Obviously, you're not asking if you should break up with the guy. It doesn't sound like, you know, you want to do that or that's an option. You're more calling about how to handle mom with this?
Right. Yeah, like, he treats me really well. So, like, I don't know why he would be so mad about it.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a tough issue. It is, because you're probably not going to change her mind. So the only thing that I can tell you, what usually wins this battle is time and her seeing that you're happy and her seeing that you're not distancing yourself from her or your family, because the boyfriend usually does get blamed for things like that, regardless of their race. So you're probably not going to change her mind. I would sit down with her, have a conversation, and let her know all of his good qualities. Say, I respect your opinion, but please respect mine as well. And say, let's revisit this in a year or so when you see, I'm sure ultimately you want me to be happy. And he makes me happy. He treats me well. As far as the letter, she's not going to admit that. You're going, you know, so I would probably just let that one go. Because
you think, like,
you're going to lose that battle.
That like I shouldn't even like bring it up to her or anything?
I wouldn't, actually, because, you know, it, she's not going to admit it, and all it's going to do is cause more controversy. And if she didn't write it, you know, then you're just giving her ammo to have against this relationship anyway, because it's causing problems between the two of you and accusations that aren't there. So unless you knew it was for sure her, then I don't think that you can have that accusation.
Okay.
Like, hack into her computer and see if you can find the letter.
No, don't.
No? Is that wrong advice? Oh, my bad. Never mind. Don't do that, Lindsay.
Okay, I won't do that.
All right, well, good luck to you. Call us back next week. Let us know how it works out.
Okay, I will.
All right. Good luck, sweetie.
Bye-bye. There you go. All right. We have to break, and then we got other stuff with Dr. D here on the Cube. But first, Denny Schaefer for the Appliance Center Home Store. They have appliance service and repair. Academy-trained certified techs that service all major appliance brands. So if you have an appliance and it's on the fritz, you call this number, 419-PAY-LESS. Mention my name. They'll give you 60% off your service call with a repair. If you decide not to repair it, they'll give you $175 in AC rewards money that you can use at the Appliance Center. That is an awesome deal. 419-PAY-LESS and mention my name, Denny Schaefer.
Q105 traffic.